the drought out west has some people wondering if Great Lakes water is at risk. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The ongoing drought in California has hit its fourth year. Officials imposed the state's first ever water restrictions on cities and towns. And California farmers are drilling deeper and deeper in search of water for their crops. Meanwhile, here in the Great Lakes region, water levels are going up. Mark Brush reports the dichotomy has raised an old fear that arid states in the West will come after Great Lakes water.
I mean, it makes sense, right? We're happily swimming in water and they're fighting over it. So why wouldn't California try to tap the Great Lakes to solve the current crisis? It's a worry that's been around for a long time. Jonathan Bulkley is an emeritus professor in civil engineering at the University of Michigan. In the early 1980s, he looked at the possibility of moving water from Lake Superior to South Dakota.
Our conclusion was the total cost would far exceed the value of the water.
Back then, he and his team found that just building the infrastructure would come with a steep price tag, $26 billion just for the pipelines and pumps to get the water to the Missouri River. That would be more than $60 billion in today's dollars. And how much power would be needed to move that water?
We found it would take 7 1,000-megawatt power plants dedicated to lifting the water.
That's just to move it up to Yankton, South Dakota, a distance of around 500 miles. Now try pumping it 2,000 miles to California over two mountain ranges. Wouldn't it be cheaper to pump the water from, say, Seattle to California? William Shatner thinks so. He's starting a Kickstarter campaign.
I want $30 billion in my Kickstarter campaign to build a pipeline like the Alaska Pipeline. I want to build a pipeline, say, from Seattle, a place where there's a lot of water.
So could it happen? I checked with the Corps of Engineers about these wild pipeline dreams. They told me the political climate for big new projects like this just isn't there. They say all their energy is spent on maintaining what they have now. Plus, here in the Great Lakes region, there's this little thing called the Great Lakes Compact. It's a combination of federal and state laws that ban diversions of Great Lakes water except in limited cases. Only cities and towns near the Great Lakes can ask for the water.
Basically, it's these areas where the Great Lakes basin line is very close to the Great Lakes shoreline.
That's Peter Annan. He wrote the book on Great Lakes Water Wars. Really, that's the title of his book, Great Lakes Water Wars. And Annan says the Great Lakes Compact is quite strict. Cities and towns that are outside of the Great Lakes watershed can ask for the water, but they have to be in counties that straddle the watershed line. So, for example, half the county is in the watershed and half is out. Annan says the biggest pressure for Great Lakes water will come from our neighbors. Think Indiana, Illinois, and southern Wisconsin. Waukesha, Wisconsin might prove to be the first test of the Great Lakes Compact. Their groundwater supply now has a lot of radium in it. They have to treat it heavily before they can drink it, so they're asking for Great Lakes water. But because of the Great Lakes Compact, the city would have to do a lot just to get it. Again, Peter Annan.
Agree to return the water, prove that the water diversion has no adverse environmental impacts, show that there are no alternative water supplies, and then they also have to implement a strict water conservation program to show that if they're going to get this water, they're going to use it responsibly.
Waukesha's request for Great Lakes water is in front of Wisconsin officials now. If they approve it, their request would go before all of the governors in the eight Great Lakes states. And if even one denies the request, Waukesha would be out of luck. So for political reasons and physical reasons, Great Lakes water isn't going to be shipped away anytime soon. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
And that's it for the Environment Report today. I'm Rebecca Williams.